Blog Talk Radio.
Turmoil fans, welcome to the show. QT and Sangai with you once again. Here as we enter Pacific Northwest Month on Turnbuckle Turmoil, all the guests all month long out of the great Pacific Northwest. Really quick before we jump into things, if you're looking for some wrestling today, ACW running in Cleveland, Ohio, featuring The Gift, Jason Kincaid, and Ace Perry. That should be a fantastic show. You have KDW in Jeffersonville, Indiana at the arena like usual, and you can catch me at the North Portland Eagles in Portland, Oregon for NWA Blue Collar Wrestling with the return after a couple of years of Jeff Cobb. So definitely check out Jeff Cobb if you're in the Portland area. Without further ado, I would like to welcome to the show now one of SCW's fastest rising stars, Jackson Bourne. Welcome to the show.
Well, I would say thank you, but, you know, that's not what heels do. So I'll just, you know, say to all you idiot consumers out there, be privileged that you get to hear from the psychotic one, Jackson Bourne.
Well, since today is your first day with us, we usually give the first-timers this question. What got you into professional wrestling?
Oh, you mean besides beating up idiots that ask me stupid questions? Well, you know, let's see, how should I answer that? Well, you know, before the fans decided, and, you know, when I was for the fans, before the fans decided to back idiot, decrepit morons like Ron Hess, but before, when I actually liked the fans, you know, it was more for people like Shawn Michaels, you know, the showboats that can go out there and completely steal a show and completely keep you in the palm of your hands. And then you had groups like DX that were the most dominant factions, kind of like Slammerica, the one I'm a part of now. But, you know, it was guys like Shawn Michaels, people who, you know, inspired excellence, you know, great matches like the 60-minute Iron Man match between him and Bret the Hitman Hart that lasted, and you know, its full match, and then there was still no pinfall. And then right after that, it was a pinfall by Shawn Michaels, and, you know, we all know how that happened.
Now, currently speaking, you've been sidelined recently with an injury. You missed the show in Seattle last night, didn't get the chance to wrestle, just exciting in a scheduled title match. Can you give us an update on the injury?
Well, you know, thank you for bringing up just exciting, the so-called new Adelaide champion of SCW. You know, thank you for bringing him up, because you know what? All he did was dodge a bullet. Because, you know, Just Exciting can say that he's exciting, and Just Exciting can say that he's this big thing because he's the United States champion for CPW or WUW, whichever one it is. But then he's lucky enough that Jackson Bourne got sidelined with a shoulder injury to his right shoulder. He's so lucky that Jackson Bourne was not able to walk into Seattle and completely destroy him and put him on a shelf like Jackson Bourne was very prepared to do. But as for the shoulder injury, you know, it's healing well. I'll be sidelined until the beginning of January when I'll be back for the first show in January. But, you know, it's something that, you know, when you have an injury like this, you always come back bigger and stronger than you were before. So when I come back, the only thing I had to say to Just Exciting is he better polish up that belt, and I better be able to see my face in it when I take it from him.
Now, speaking of your shoulder injury, obviously shoulders are fairly fragile. Once you injure one, they tend to re-injure fairly easily. What kind of rehab have you been doing on the shoulder to try to ensure that it's going to be as stable as possible when you do get in there with someone like Just Exciting, the new Outer Limits champion there at SCW?
Well, you know, besides, you know, the physical therapy that obviously you do after any shoulder injury, you know, I've got the physical therapist that, you know, has been very helpful. But at the same time, you know, a great workout, you know, just doing weights with it, doing is, you know, you got to listen to the physical therapist, though, because you only do it until, you know, you feel that twinge of pain in the shoulder, and then you have to stop. But, you know, then the next day you push it a little bit harder, wait for that twinge again, and then you stop, and then, you know, the next day. And it's just been an ongoing process. I actually heard it at the last show that I did for CPW, at the CPW show. I came down on it wrong. So, you know, I'm already well into my progression of coming back, but it was just something that, you know, it happened suddenly. You know, at first I wasn't feeling any pain in it. I just felt a little bit weaker in my right arm, which is my dominant arm, so I was feeling a little bit weaker. But then the pain started, so, you know, I had to go get checked out a week before I was supposed to meet Just Exciting. And, you know, the doctors told me that it was a minorly serious injury, so, you know, I should not, in the best interest of my career, unless I wanted to be out for 6 to 8 months, I should just sideline and go through what they tell me to do. So it's been, you know, it's been weight training, soaking it, keeping it wrapped when I go in to do cardio exercises. So it's been kind of grueling trying to get back, but I will be back, and I'll destroy Just Exciting just the same way that I said I was going to do earlier.
You also referenced a little bit ago Slum America. That is one of the most brutal factions that I've seen in the Northwest in quite a while. Can you tell us a little on how you came to be a member of that faction?
I came to be a member of that faction because they saw the dominance of, you know, my first match, my break-in match was against Paul Cerberus, and they saw the way I dominated Paul Cerberus. And they're like, all right, there's muscle right there. They saw the potential for the psychotic one. They saw how psychotic I can go, and they saw how far I plan to go in order to get a win. It's not about how clean you do the win. All these fans are like, he was so clean, he was so respectful. That's not how you win a fight. You win a fight by any means necessary. That's what Slamerica does. We do it by any means necessary to get a win and to keep a win. But you see, Slamerica saw potential. They brought Jackson Bourne in, and Jackson Bourne has been the muscle for Slamerica ever since. I've been getting the job done. So, you know, Slamerica will remain to stay on top, and we will remain the most dominant faction in SCW, and there's nobody that's going to stop us.
Now, one of the things in your career I've noticed, you've worked a lot of shows that have been held outdoors, and of course, a lot of shows indoors as well. Just for your own personal career, do you have a preference on outdoors versus indoors, and do you have a different type of mentality when you get into the ring for one as opposed to the other?
Oh, no. I mean, mentality-wise, it's the same psychotic one that it's always going to be, whether it's indoors or outdoors. I mean, when you're doing a professional match, the way that I see it is, you know, you don't bring less intensity to a match than you do any match you go into. Keep the same intensity as you would in a title fight, because if you continue to do that, then the sky's the ceiling of how great your matches can be. You know, I don't go. I look at a title fight the same way I look at every other match. I look at every other match just the same as it's a title fight, because when you do, then, like I said, that ceiling, there is no ceiling to how great those matches can be, and you always improve your matches because you always try to outdo the last match you had. But indoors, you know, obviously there's less space when you're going indoors compared to outdoors, because, you know, you have more room to work when you're in an outdoor show. But quite frankly, I don't really have a preference. As long as I can go in there, step into the ring, and show everybody the greatness that is the Psychotic One Jackson Bourne, doesn't matter if it's indoors or if it's outdoors.
Your style is more kind of a brawling, physical, hard-hitting style. But a lot of the opponents you've had in your career have different styles. You've wrestled guys that are smaller, quicker, more agile. You've wrestled guys that do a lot more on-the-mat, technical, collegiate-style wrestling. Do you have a personal favorite style to match against in the ring?
Well, you know, when you bring a powerhouse brawler style like I do, I mean, you're going up against these little guys that are 150 pounds, they're 175 pounds. You know, they may get their speed, they may be able to use their speed, but once you get that one right hand in, once you get that nice full force right hand in, that stops anybody's momentum, and then they're on the mat. And then when they're on the mat, then you can work on taking away some of their abilities, which are their legs, because if they can't walk, they can't fight. They can't use their speed. If they can't breathe, they can't fight. If they can't see, they can't fight. I mean, you learn that in any beginning martial arts. You learn that as a defense tactic. But, you know, as it comes to matching mine, I mean, you got to realize there's not many people. I'm not saying that there's anybody in the SCW locker room that can come up against the Psychotic One Jackson Bourne, because I really haven't seen it yet. But, you know, you got to get somebody my size. You got to get somebody that thinks the way that I do. You got to get somebody that can take the punishment that I can. Because, you know, my motto, and I've said it in a million of my blogs. I've said it in a million of my promos. You can't tap what won't submit. You can't kill what won't die, and you can't pin what won't stay down. So you see, as long as I keep that mentality, I don't really see that there's going to be much competition for me in SCW or anywhere else.
Obviously, you have your sights set on Just Exciting, and he is one of the more exciting talents in SCW right now. But the current reigning, defending SCW heavyweight champion, whom was defeated last night by Just Exciting for that new championship, is Adam X. Do you also have sights on Adam X and the SCW Heavyweight Championship?
You know, I'm gonna tell you this right now, all right? You want to talk about Just Exciting beating Adam X? Adam X is 1-0 against the Psychotic One Jackson Bourne. I don't think you were there when the Psychotic One decimated Granite, then went on to decimate Adam X 5-10 minutes later. I don't think you were there at that show, because if you were there, you would have saw your SCW heavyweight champion, but that was back when he was the inner city champion. And you know what? Did Jackson Bourne get a title fight after pinning the current reigning defending inner city champion? No, he didn't get a championship match. Now Adam X goes on to be the world heavyweight champion. But, you know, Jackson Bourne pinned him 1-2-3, bottom of the mat, at the shoulders down. He wasn't even moving after I got up. But did Jackson Bourne get an inner city title fight? No. Jackson Bourne got skipped over like he does every single time. But you see, Just Exciting, when I come back in January, Just Exciting, no, you're just a stepping stone to Jackson Bourne and where he wants to go. Jackson Bourne is going to step over you on his way to whoever holds that World Heavyweight Championship. They better be counting their blessings. They better be counting every day and hug that belt, kiss that belt, and cherish that belt every day that they can continue to keep it. Because once Jackson Bourne comes against the World Heavyweight Champion, the only thing you're going to hear is new heavyweight champion, the psychotic one, Jackson Bourne.
Well, obviously you have Slum America with you and the group of you together always leads to trouble, but in the corner of Adam X almost always these days is Phantasma. What do you think of Phantasma being in Adam X's corner, and is she in any danger should you and Adam X face off in the ring?
You know, the only thing I got to say to Phantasma, she's stupid enough to back an idiot like Adam X. Yeah, he's the SCW heavyweight champion because he got lucky. That's the only thing it is. He got lucky. Phantasma found out what's going to happen to her if she decides to step against the psychotic one, Jackson Bourne. She found out when it was Ian Bear versus Adam X versus Victor Price at the last Paul's Bow show. She found out exactly what will happen if she gets involved with Jackson Bourne. She decided she wanted to slap Jackson Bourne across the face. What happened to her? She got knocked down and stomped out. She wants to step up against, and she wants to hit like a big boy. She can get taken down like a big boy. She wants to step up against somebody she has no probability coming up against me. She's a buck nothing, and I'm 243 pounds of psychotic rage. And then you want to tempt that by slapping me in the face? You know, in her best interest, if Adam X is the heavyweight champion when Jackson Bourne gets to the heavyweight championship fight, her best idea is if she does come to the ring, she better keep her hands to herself and stay out of my business. Because if she sticks her nose in my business, I'll put her on a shelf just like everybody else. And when I'm done with Adam X, I'll lay Phantasma right next to him, and I'll stand over both of them as I raise that heavyweight championship and say, new heavyweight champion, Jackson Bourne.
Well, one of the other people that you've had issues with in the last few months, someone that has vowed to not let this issue die and go away, is Leon Knight. You had a series of matches with Leon Knight out of Portland. What's the situation currently with Leon Knight and yourself?
Okay, let me ask you a question. All right, let me ask you a question. You said that I've had many, many outings with Leon Knight. How have those outings ended?
Not well for Leon Knight.
Exactly. Leon Knight has been against me three times, twice in a battle royal where he's gone over the top rope by my hand, then once in single fighting where he was down on the mat for 1, 2, 3. Leon Knight wants to step up against the psychotic one, Jackson Bourne. I'm going to do to him exactly what I do to anybody. I will destroy him. I will send him back to Portland licking his wounds. Now, what's happening with that rivalry? You want to know what's happening to that rivalry? Leon Knight is scared. Leon Knight is afraid. Leon Knight hasn't even been to SCW since I beat him 1, 2, 3. He hasn't even shown his face. You want to know why? Because he is afraid of what I will do to him. He is afraid of what Samerica will do to him. Because I'm going to tell you right now, that boy ever comes back, and it's going to be the same outcome every single time. And I'm going to tell you right now, I will finish Leon Knight by ending his career. So Leon Knight, if you ever listen to this broadcast, Psychotic One's going to give you a piece of advice, and he's going to give it to you for free, because I'm a good guy like that. Don't come back, because if you do, I'm going to end you.
We have a game on this show that we like to play with the guests. It's called Word Association. I'll throw out the names of some people that you have come across in your career, and the first word or two that pops into your mind is the answer. Are you prepared for a round of word association?
Why not? You're not going to like what comes out.
first name Adam X?
Broken.
Randy the Pimp Taylor.
Egotistical and lost to me.
Phantasma.
Moron.
Frankenhess.
Old, decrepit.
As is, no warranty.
Traitor.
Paul Cerberus.
Good guy, good guy.
Casey Carlisle.
Awesome wrestler. That's about it.
Dale Pierce.
Who?
Dale Pierce, the manager.
Not important, because I don't remember him.
All right. Sunny Days.
Fantastic wrestler. I have nothing bad to say about Sunny Days.
Granite.
Green.
Ian Bear.
Awesome guy. Awesome guy. Love the guy. He's awesome.
Mr. Fitness.
I got a lot of respect for him. I got a lot of respect. 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 That's what I want to say there.
The final name, Jimmy Flame.
Ferry.
Well, at this point in time, my co-host QT is standing by with questions as well. So, Thez, help you as I pass things along to QT for a bit.
Well, thank you, Sign Guy. Hello, Jackson.
I don't know you, but hello.
Oh, okay. Well, I have long been a background fixture in Northwest Wrestling for many years and a social commentator and the asker of existential questions on the show. Yes.
Okay. Whatever. I'll forget that in 2 seconds.
Okay. Now, our first question that we start the second stanza of the show, newly established is, what's the hardest knife-edge chop you have received in the Northwest, and was it at SCW?
Now, is that in the Northwest or just at SCW?
Both. Both, yes.
Well,
both,
I want to tell you right now, there's a man down in IPW named Madman. He's got a pretty fierce chop, and if you go against him, you know, you feel it for a couple of days. But as an SCW, you know, I'd really have to give that to my fellow Slamerican and my friend, Ian Bear, because, you know, I've seen Ian Bear, you know, slap some guys and just knock the taste out of their mouth, and he's hitting them in the chest, not in the face, but the taste still comes out of their mouth. So I'd have to go to Ian Bear.
Wow, all right, okay. Is there any truth to the rumors that Ian Bear, when he was a member of Alpha Sigma Sigma, majored in philosophy and got honors in philosophy, and thus uses this philosophy he learned at Alpha Sigma Sigma in the ring?
Absolutely, absolutely. Great guy. He's got great strategy. He's got great philosophy, tactics. And you know, he tries to, you know, give that to everybody, but not everybody's so accepting of it. You know, us in Slamerica, we have tried to learn this philosophy as well, and we've done very well. As you've seen, we've dominated and destroyed everybody that's ever come up against Slamerica.
Wow, okay, very good. All right. Well, Jackson, you were the topic of discussion in the YouTube video entitled SCW / Leon Knight / Vivian Vodun / Jackson Bourne, music by John Roncar. In the video, Vivian was wearing black lipstick and had jet black hair. My question is, are there any truth to the rumors that she is the senior member and mentor to the goth kids that drink coffee at 2 in the morning at the Paulsville Denny's?
Well, probably is. I don't know. She's worthless to me. You know, as you see Vivian Von Doom, you know, what happened to her the last time she came up at all when she tried to involve herself in the Leon Knight Jackson Bourne singles match? Well, know what happened to her? She got staples in her face, and she got a note stapled to her face. So the next time, if you ever do interview Vivian Von Doom, why don't you ask her what that note said? Because I'm sure she still feels those staple marks that my boy, Paul Cerberus, put into her face as I made Leon Knight watch. So, you know, she can have all of her gothic kids. She can go there and she can mentor them in the gothic arts. It doesn't matter, because if she ever comes across me again, I've got worse in store for her.
I see. Are there any truth to the rumors that that staple that she received in her forehead was delivered by the swing line stapler that was used in the movie Office Space? Any truth to that rumor?
Probably. We like, you know, us as Slimerica, we like to, you know, we like sponsors, and you know, we like people who back Slimerica, and you know, the people from Office Space back Slimerica. So yeah, more than likely, I think we did have a conference call, and then, you know, we received that stapler and used it. So yeah, there's truth to the rumor.
Now, speaking of the movie Office Space, say you were in the movie Office Space and Bill Lundberg asked you to stay the weekend because they were really behind on some assignments. How long would he last in that office space when you charged across the office and got him, like, in a submission hold? How long would Lundberg last? Bill Lundberg.
If I put him in a submission hold, he'd be out in 2 seconds. He wouldn't even last. He wouldn't even last that. Because when I put a submission hold on, you either tap or I snap something. So I don't think he'd last very long.
Wow, okay. All right, very good. Well, Jackson, I saw another YouTube video called Jackson Bourne versus Granite and Adam X. And by the looks of it, this might have taken place on a summer's day in the parking lot of La Problemita's in Bremerton, Washington. Do you know the video I'm talking about, and do you recall what month and year this took place?
I don't remember the month and the year, but yes, I remember the video.
Oh, okay.
I remember the match. I remember it very well.
I see. And you don't remember the month. I'm thinking that it was more like a September. Yes.
It might have been.
Oh, okay. Speaking
I don't care. I don't care about the date. I don't care about the time. I don't care about the place. I care about the outcome. And if you actually watch that match, you would see that Jackson Bourne dominated the way he always dominates. He dominated Granite. Granite didn't even last 2 minutes against the psychotic one, Jackson Bourne, before I put him face down in the ground with a natural psychosis. And then Adam X decided he wanted to step up, and he got the same fate with a Bourne effect. I believe if you actually watched that match, you would be able to agree that Jackson Bourne was dominant like he always is.
Yes, I did watch that video, and I take this painstaking preparation in these interviews to watch the videos that Sign Guys sends me. And one thing I noticed about that video, there were no vapor trails in the sky, but you are correct in saying that you beat up Granite quite extensively. In fact, are there any truth to the rumors, because of the beating you gave to Granite, that the other Northwest wrestlers called him Pumice for 1 week afterwards? Pumice.
That is correct. And as you can see, if you also come to SCW a lot, you'll find that Granite has only made one other appearance, and that was in the Battle Royal at the last Paulsbo show that I threw Leon Knight over the top rope. And if you watch that, I believe I even eliminated Granite.
Well, yes, but now, this, due to his credit, though, Pumice did return to his granite-like form, and he held his own for quite a longer time than that match that I was talking about at La Pramanita.
Well,
yes.
That's just because Slimerica had their hands full with more important people than a Pumice moron like Granite. Because, see, I've already beat Granite. I beat Granite within an inch of his life in the last time he saw me. So you know what? I've got nothing more to prove against Granite, but if you see at the end, it was still the same outcome. Jackson Bourne threw him over the top rope and dropped him on his ass like I always do.
Well, at the 250 mark, after the referee raised your hand in victory, you shoved the referee to the mat. Is this because you and he were splitting a plate of La Pramanita nachos before the match and he left you to pay the tip?
Absolutely not. I pushed that moronic ref because he had the audacity to put his hands on the psychotic one, Jackson Bourne. He had the audacity to stand there and try to lift my hand. No. If I'm going to have my hand lifted, it's going to be lifted by somebody worthy of doing it.
I see. Okay, very good. All right. Well, Jackson, when Adam X entered the ring after your pinfall over Granite, he was carrying a rather large, sizable belt. Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners what that belt was and what championship it represented?
Oh, it was the Inner City Championship. I remember it well. And, you know, I pinned the Inner City Champion that night. And did Jackson Bourne get an Inner City title fight after pinning the champ? Did Jackson Bourne become number one contender? No, Jackson Bourne did not. Has Jackson Bourne gotten a World Heavyweight Championship fight for pinning the World Heavyweight Champion? No, Jackson Bourne is not. Our SCW former Inner City Champion and current Heavyweight Champion is 1-0 against the Psychotic One. Has the Psychotic One gotten a title fight for that? No. I was supposed to have a title fight for the Outer Limits Championship. And you know what? That guy got lucky because I got injured. So he lucked out, because I can tell you the outcome against that man would have been the same as everybody else and the same as Adam X. He would have been on the floor looking up as they count 1, 2, 3.
You did.
Well, guys, we have someone else here joining the party. Familiar 425 number.
What's up, guys? It's me, Dimitri. I was just calling to check in. There was no way I was going to miss the Psychotic One on air. What's up, Jackson Bourne?
How's it going, Dimitri? At least this guy's smart. This guy knows talent. This guy knows who's dominant. He has some nice things to say about Jackson Bourne. So, you know, I respect Dimitri. So, you know, Dimitri, go ahead. You have my permission to go ahead and state your piece.
All right, I'll just keep it short and simple before passing it back to QT. We've had a chance to see you over the past year at SCW, and like I said, and I followed you from when you was even back east with Spokane. And you had said, as stated earlier, you haven't had a chance for your solo title shots, but with you being with Slum America, have you ever had an idea of teaming up with one of the guys and going after the SCW Tag Team Champions, or even maybe making your way to 3-2-1 battle and getting the Tag Team Championships over there?
Well, I'd love to make my way to 3-2-1 battle. But as for the SCW Tag Team Championships, you know, I've been honestly thinking that maybe mine and Ian Bear's success in tag team wrestling, maybe we should go and we should take those SCW Tag Team Championships. Because if you remember, I believe just at the last show where Jackson Bourne got injured, we were victorious over the tag team of Randy the Pimp Taylor and Mr. Fitness. So I think me and Ian Bear could take that dominance into the tag team division and be very successful in it.
And I believe that will be a wild match indeed. And you, One Man Riot versus the Dark Carnival, I mean, that should be nothing but body slams and pain, just four big guys in a ring, and I think that's something that the crowd deserves to see. People
that's
in
right.
SCW can make their voices heard and see if we can get that to happen.
That's right. We need to, because I believe that me and Ian Bear will do what we always do, what America always does. We will dominate, and by the end of the match, it's going to be me and Ian Bear, lifting up those SCW Tag Team Championships with pride and bringing them to Slammerica where they belong.
And maybe take out a couple of tag teams beforehand or anybody that dare challenge y'all. So I came in a little bit late, but I heard you talking about As Is No Warranty. So you have the same feeling also with his partner, Tommy Lawless?
They're both traitors, man. They both turn their backs on Slammerica. They both think that they're bigger than the big picture of the dominance of Slammerica. Yeah, they both are going to get exactly what's coming to them, and that's a beating from the Slammericans, who are the prime people in Slammerica, and that's me, Ian, and Paul. We're going to take to Tommy and As Is what they deserve, and that's an ass-kicking.
Like I said, we talked about, we know that you came from Spokane area and you migrated your way here. Have you had interest or even a chance to get your way to 3-2-1 battle in Seattle?
I have not. You know, I travel a long ways to get to these, so, you know, that's a lot of money that I'm forking out to get up there. So, no, I have not been able to break into 3-2-1 battle. But, you know, maybe, you know, in the next few months, if they'll have me, maybe one of those trips that I take up there will be to a 3-2-1 show to compete.
I think you'd definitely be a good fit there, the Psychotic One, with the way the crowd is, because, like I said, I don't know if you had a chance to look them up on videos or anybody to tell you. Like I said, that's a whole different world of wrestling excitement over there.
Like I said, if they will have this, they should be privileged to have the Psychotic One, Jackson Bourne, come to their show. And if they, you know, the powers that be call to Jackson Bourne and say, Jackson Bourne, we've got an opponent for you. Jackson Bourne will do just the same thing that he did when Ron Von Hess said he had an opponent for the Psychotic One. Jackson Bourne will come in there and dominate the way the Psychotic One does.
All right. And just turn the gears back to SCW real fast. Say it is noted that you do have a win over Adam X. Is there going to be a chance that we can see you have a rematch against him or something? Or maybe you need to make your voice heard once again and let them know that you should have a rematch against him.
I am making my voice heard. We've been through this. You know, I pinned Adam X when he was the Inner-City Champion. I dominated Adam X when he was the Inner-City Champion. Did Jackson Bourne get an Inner-City title fight? Did Jackson Bourne become number one contender? No. And then what does Adam X do? After losing to me, he gets a World Heavyweight title fight, and then he wins the World Heavyweight Championship. And again, did Jackson Bourne become the number one contender for the World Heavyweight Championship? No. Jackson Bourne is 1-0 against your current World Heavyweight Champion. And does Jackson Bourne get any love? No. Jackson Bourne is held down like everybody in Slammerica has been, except for Ian Bear. Ian Bear has been very successful in the heavyweight division, and he will continue to be so. But I believe that I pinned the World Heavyweight Champion, and I should be number one contender.
All right. So because it looked like y'all was making your way to the top, it looked like you trimmed a few members of the roster, and I think y'all still got a few people y'all might settle up with. I noticed that they didn't bring up the name Kevin Sukroff.
Oh, Kevin Sukroff. Kevin Sukroff, you've got an ass-kicking coming by the Psychotic One. You want to turn your back on us and start attacking Slammerica? You want to attack the Psychotic One, Jackson Bourne, and think that's a game you can win, son? That is not a game you can win. Because I'm going to tell you right now, Kevin Sukroff, come against me one-on-one. Come against me in a singles match, one-on-one, and we will find out just how well you fare. Because I'll tell you right now, Kevin Sukroff, you come against me one-on-one, I'm going to destroy you just like I've destroyed everybody else.
Most of it, like I said, we've seen you had a successful year in 2016, even with matches against ones of like Von Hess. Hopefully we see that you even have a better year in 2017. And at that point, I want to thank you for your time with me, and I'll pass you back to QT.
Awesome. Thank you, Dimitri.
Well, thank you, Dimitri. Jackson, in a more slightly serious existential question, ring announcer for SCW, Dimitri, has a son, Warrior Kid Zay, who is having a very good start to his senior year in high school at Everett, Washington, and has done very well in local MMA tournaments with about 6 years of MMA experience under his belt, and quite often against MMA fighters of more advanced age and experience. In fact, I once drove from Marysville, Washington, all the way to Vancouver to view one of his matches, only to pull into the parking lot and see Warrior Kid Zay and Dimitri exiting the gym and telling me that that Warrior Kid Zay couldn't wrestle that day because the mother of one of his opponents, or both of them, in, as a matter of that fact, had submitted and would refuse to wrestle Zay on just Zay's appearance alone and size and speed and ability. Have you heard of Warrior Kid Zay or seen any videos of this up-and-coming, probably very successful MMA fighter who has unlimited potential?
No, no. I haven't wasted my time with Warrior the Kid Zay. You know, I respect Dimitri. I respect Dimitri because Dimitri knows talent. And if he says his son's talented, that's good and fine. But Dimitri's son has never gone up against somebody with the mindset of the psychotic one Jackson Bourne. Because like I said, the psychotic one Jackson Bourne, when you're in the ring with me, it's like going into the ring against a man who is so twisted and evil. The things that go through my head to do to people, you don't want to be in here. Because I can tell you right now, the opponents that I was ever going to face for the rest of my life, ever got a glimpse into my brain, they'd run in terror for the things that I even think of. So no, I haven't checked him out because he really hasn't come across my radar. He's not making any noise towards me, so I have no reason to check him out.
Well, I can certainly say that Warrior Kid Zay exudes an exterior like a calm pond on a still summer's day, but beneath those calm surface plate-like glass appearance may be a strong undertow of turbulent tenacity. He may face you in the future in some MMA capacity or in the SCW ring. Yes.
Well, if he does, more power to him, but he better say his prayers and he better bring a lunch because I'm going to be damn hungry when I'm done destroying him.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to log that down in our Turnbuckle Turmoil logbook. Very good. Okay. Well, Jackson, Adam X had on wrestling tights that looked like the outfit that Martin Shore wore in the movie The Three Amigos. My question is, were you a big fan of Dusty Bottoms, the character that Martin Short played in The Three Amigos, and would you say that my wrestling assessment of the tights looked like Dusty Bottoms? Yes.
I don't care about Dusty Bottoms. I don't give a damn who that is. I don't give two craps. But, you know, Adam X is obviously in love with the guy if he's going to, you know, if he's going to portray his wardrobe after that. You know, I have what I know of. Now that you brought that up, now you've just put the third factor. You know, Adam X is stealing three people's already done gimmick. Any rocker that's out there in an 80s rock band, he's stealing their look in his upper torso. He's stealing Milli Vanilli's look. I think he's one half of the new Milli Vanilli because he's got the dreads and he's got the look. So he's copying them. And then he wants to copy Dusty Bottoms off of the Three Amigos. That shows you right there just what kind of a champion he is.
Are there any plans for you and Adam X to recreate the bar scene from The Three Amigos, where they walk into the bar and drink tequila for the first time, keeping in mind that Ron Von Hess will play the role as the nervous bartender?
Ron Von Hess better play the role of the nervous bartender if I walk into that bar. But me and Adam X sharing tequila, no, it wouldn't be sharing tequila. Adam X is going to pick up that shot glass and he'd get a punch in the face by the psychotic one. And then I'd have a ref come in and I'd say, put that heavyweight title on the line. And it would be the outcome that everybody's waiting to see, that everybody wants to see. And it'll be 1, 2, 3, new heavyweight champion, Jackson Bourne.
Are there any
share
plans
tequila with
for
the heavyweight champion?
Oh, okay. Are there any plans for you and Paul Servius to recreate the Buttercup Dance in the parking lot of La Promonitas? I've heard rumors.
You're one of those guys that, you know, I told Sign Guy before the show, you know, what got me into professional wrestling, and it's beating up people that ask stupid questions. So you're gonna bring Jackson Bourne on this little talk show, and you're going to try to sit there and make fun of Slamerica? I'm going to tell you right now, people have tried to make fun of Slamerica, and they've gotten the same thing that everybody else has gotten. They've gotten pulled into a ring and destroyed by all three members. So, you know, you saying that we're going to do some dance? No, we do our dancing in a ring, and we do our dancing stomping on people's bodies, faces, and breaking bones.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I think that the Buttercup Dance requires extra agility, and I've seen that agility from you in the ring. I think you're a very good Buttercup Dance potential person. Yes. And
no,
I say that
no,
in
the there's going to be there's going to be no Buttercup Dance, man, because you see, Slamerica, we show excellence. The Buttercup Dance is something that Adam X will do in the ring after I beat the crap out of him, because he's going to have to humble himself and bow down to the greatness of Slamerica. And then while he's trying to dodge getting his ass beat, maybe he'll do a Buttercup Dance for you.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. Okay. Well, you call yourself the psychotic one. Have you faced the mental patient of blue collar wrestling, Big V? He might be an inch taller than you and 35 pounds heavier and is impervious to pain.
Impervious to pain? Why don't you bring that wannabe mental patient and you put him in front of the psychotic one, because the psychotic one has been places that mental patient would only dream of going. And that's like the psychotic one has thoughts in his head that'll just make you scared. That'll just make you, oh my God, I can't even handle it. Because if you bring that mental patient to me, I'm going to choke him out and I'm going to send him packing back to his little rubber room, and I'll give him more thoughts to think about, and I'll make him worse off than he is right now. And then maybe he can come back to me when he grows some balls.
Wow, okay, all right, duly noted. Okay, very good. Do you have any plans to read the book by Dale Pierce, The History of Arizona Wrestling?
I've heard of the book. I might actually get around to reading it when I believe that it's an important topic for me. You know, Arizona hasn't come to the psychotic one and said, psychotic one, we've got an opponent for you. So why would I give two shits about a book written about Arizona wrestling? Because Arizona wrestling hasn't seen the talent of Jackson Bourne, has not asked Jackson Bourne to come to their show. So why would I read a book about him? Because they can't see talent when it's right in front of them.
Jackson, controversy reigns this week about the Turnbuckle Turmoil Northwest Wrestler Rankings when Donald Trump was ranked number one and thus is entitled to the coveted Turnbuckle Turmoil fruit pie. What are your plans to capture the Turnbuckle Turmoil number one fruit pie recipient rankings? Because you yourself have not been ranked number one.
Me, myself, have not been ranked number one. And
yes.
You're gonna bring Donald Trump, man who's gone bankrupt 7 times and thinks he can run a country? Wow. You know, for one, you put Donald Trump in front of me, and I'm going to do to Donald Trump what Vince McMahon should have done to Donald Trump. I'm going to put the boots to him. I'm going to stomp him. I'll stomp his security detail. I'll stomp him out, and then I'll put his face right into every piece of food you put on a table. Then I'll grab his carcass, I'll put it on the table, and then I'll run his nice, shiny little suit through everything that I can, and then everything that I haven't used yet, I'll pound into him, and then I'll feed him some of this great food that he's already, you know, because I'm not going to eat it because he contaminated it with, you know, his bodily fluid. So, you know, but I'll feed it to him and then he can enjoy. And then you'll put me as number one on your little food fight list.
Well, I think Donald Trump may have the tenacity and ability to survive your onslaught, because after all, he is the first president-elect of the United States to survive a Stone Cold Stunner by Stone Cold Steve Austin in the wrestling ring. He survived that, and he didn't even have a neck collar.
Yeah, but you want to know what he hasn't survived? You want to know what he hasn't survived? He hasn't survived what happened to Granite at that match you were talking about. Because did I just use one natural psychosis on Granite? No. I picked him up again and did it again. And for Donald Trump, I'll do two natural psychosises, and then I'll flip him out to two Bourne effects. And then when I'm done with that, I'll call my boy Slamerica in, and we'll stomp him in a presidential fashion.
Wow, okay, presidential fashion, okay. All right. Well, Jackson, I have met Dimitri at the AMPM mini market at the off-ramp in Kelso, Washington, and most recently I met Bad Blood there. Are there any chances that I could meet you at the AMPM mini market in the off-ramp in Kelso, Washington? That would be quite the honor for you. Yes.
Honor for you? So you're saying it's an honor for me? No, my friend. It would be an honor for you just to grace the presence of the psychotic one without getting hurt. Because, you see, like I said, I got into professional wrestling to stomp people who ask me stupid questions. So you're sitting there saying it would be an honor for the psychotic one? No, my friend. It would be a psychotic – it would be a psychotically honor for you to even be in the presence of the psychotic one, Jackson Bourne.
I see. What if I bought you an AMPM hot dog with extra chili and cheese, which is free? Now, that would be –
Well, then you'll wear it, and maybe I'll be on the number one of your food fight.
Oh, wow. Okay, number one ranking. Okay. Now, past winners of the number one Turnbuckle Turmoil rankings include Damon James, Phantasma, Ian Bear, Ron Von Hess, and Adam X. I just thought I'd tell you about that. Yes. And Crash Lena. Yes.
Yeah, well, none of them have it. You know, the only one that has any talent on that list you just spewed off is Ian Bear. That's the only one that's got any talent in that list you just spewed off. Because like I said, Adam X, he's 1-0 against Jackson Bourne. Ron Von Hess got lucky because his catheter came out in the middle of the match. He had to have his lackey ring the bell in the first one, got a lucky chair shot to win the second one. And, you know, he's always getting lucky. He's always getting out by the skin of his teeth. So, you know, the only talent that you ever brought up in that whole entire list that you just spewed off is Ian Bear. And you know what? It would be an honor to be next to Ian Bear on that list and above Ian Bear on that list because that's where I'm going to be.
I see. Well, Jackson, who could you see would be the victor in a QT Volks and Crash Lena Hell in a Cell match?
So I'm not in that match.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Why do I give two shits to watch those two pansies fight in a Hell in a Cell and make an exact embarrassment of themselves? Now, you throw Jackson Bourne in that fight, then I'm going to take the steel, and I'm going to use the steel the way it's supposed to be used, and I'm going to slam their faces against it. Then I'm going to throw both of them off the top of it. Then, by the end of it, it's going to be the same outcome. 1, 2, 3, their shoulders on the mat, and Jackson Bourne victorious.
No, okay. Well, now, to his credit, IQT Volks might be able to get that shoulder up at the 2 3/4 count as Sign Guy's hand is coming down toward the canvas. Yes.
No. Because once you get hit with a Bourne effect and once Jackson Bourne puts you into that steel, and then right after putting you in that steel, after hitting you with a Bourne effect and then put your face in the steel, it's natural psychosis, you're not getting up.
Oh, okay.
Because nobody has kicked out of natural psychosis.
Oh, okay. All right, very good. All right, well, I'd like to, after I give this back to Sign Guy shortly, I'd like to go over 5 Northwest wrestlers in an expanded word association that was started by Sign Guy earlier in the show. Are you ready for these 5 wrestlers word association?
You better bring up some worthy names of my time, because if not, you're just continuing to go on the fact that if I ever see you, I'm just going to have to hit natural psychosis on you because you keep asking stupid questions. Now you want me to play a stupid word association game.
That would be very nice, yes. Yes. All right, how about the first one, DeMarcus James.
Pansy, have you seen him? Have you seen him wrestle? Come on.
Well, I have seen him wrestle, and I'm very impressed with his wrestling talents, yes.
Well, that shows just how much you know about talent.
All right. How about Coach Mike Jones?
Old and decrepit, just like Ron Von Hess.
All right. How about Sam Sims?
Don't know, don't care, don't give two shits.
One of my favorites, Crash Ella.
Butch.
Oh, come on. See, oh, okay. How about the fool with Debashi?
Don't know, don't care, don't give two shits.
Well, I hope you have a good supply of toilet paper. Yes. Okay.
Well, they're going to be the ones that are going to need the supply to wipe off after I'm done.
Wow. All right. Okay. Well, I hope that you work on recreating the Buttercup dance from the movie Three Amigos with someone from SCW. That would be a high honor. And at this time, I'm turning it back over to Sangai. Yes. Back to you, Sangai.
Thank you, QT.
Thank God that worthless piece of crap left. Oh, my God.
Jackson, one
you
of
co-host
the
with that guy? You co-host with
I,
that
I,
guy? Are you serious? You bring Jackson Bourne onto a show and hand him over to that guy? That guy's got an ass-whipping coming.
Wouldn't be the first time someone's threatened that to him.
I should whoop your ass just for handing me over to him.
I would disqualify instantly.
Who said you're going to be arrested? And who said the match isn't going to be over when I do?
I wouldn't mind a suspension either. But now, we got just a few minutes left, so I want to give that time to you. If there's anything you would like to say to the listeners, plug and promote anything and everything you got, upcoming appearances, merchandise, social medias, your favorite seafood restaurant, anything in the world, floor is all yours.
You know what? The only thing that I'm going to say is if you guys are in the Spokane area, if you guys are in the greater Spokane area, get down to Jackson Street Bar and Grill. Get down and see my good friend and actually my best friend, DJ Dave. Go see him. He's got some great karaoke. He does some awesome karaoke in the greater Spokane area. He is the best. Also, get down to the Village Tavern in Airway Heights. Go down there, see my friend Gypsy, see her do what she does best, and that's kick ass on the microphone. But as for me, everybody out there, if you want to see what real talent is, go ahead and Google Jackson Bourne. Go ahead and look up the vlogs of the Psychotic One. Find me on Twitter. Find me on Facebook. Find me anywhere you can and get out and see some great SCW action. And that's about all that I give two shits about asking for anybody to sponsor.
Fair enough. Well, Psychotic One, it's been a pleasure to have you for the first time on Turnbuckle Turmoil. Thank you for your time.
Yes,
oh, yeah, my time is precious, so you're welcome.
All right, we will see you when you get back from the shoulder injury. Fans, when he gets back into the ring, should check out SCW and see what Jackson Bourne does. He's obviously looking for a title shot. If you're in the Portland, Oregon area, Jeff Cobb returning to NWA Blue Collar. It would be fantastic tonight there. I will be there as well. And don't forget, Annie Wraith's book, currently available for all of your gift-giving needs. That is Listen to the Earth by Annie Wraith. Pick it up on Amazon. And don't forget, CaseyCarlisle.com, also a great place for all of your holiday gift-giving needs. So we will be back with you next week. Next Friday, we have the CCW promoter, Yvonne Sieber. She will be on talking to us on the eve of the next CPW show. And a week from today, someone that just debuted last night for SCW in Seattle, the King, Marcus Anderson, out of Russell Club in Idaho. Should be fantastic next week, so we will talk to you then. Get out there, support your local independent shows, get the merchandise and books and so forth that the independent wrestlers are putting out there, support them, and we will talk to you next week.